You're listening to Upfront. I'm Brian Edwards-Tiekert. Over the last 3 years, the Alameda County Sheriff's Office has racked up nearly $16 million in settlements and judgments stemming from civil rights cases. Now, some of them were high-profile cases that made the news. Many were smaller cases that did not. Cumulatively, they add up to more payouts than any other law enforcement agency in the San Francisco Bay Area, including ones that are much larger than the Alameda County Sheriff's Office. All of this is according to documents secured by the East Bay Express. The journalist behind that effort, Scott Morris, joins us now in studio. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start by going through the types of incidences that your figures represent. Tell us what happened to Ja'Cory Calhoun.
Ja'Cory Calhoun was a suspect in a carjacking in Oakland back in 2014, and he was chased across Oakland by the Oakland Police Department until he left, abandoned the car, and fled to some East Oakland backyards. Once he was there, they did a backyard search. He was apparently hiding somewhere, and they brought in an Alameda County Sheriff's Deputy, Derek Toms, who's a canine officer, to help look for him. He then... during the search, the dog, he lost control of it. It hopped over a fence without being commanded to, and all of a sudden, there was some kind of commotion there. Toms followed the dog, lands on the hood of a car, and then he finds Calhoun running towards him with the dog still biting his leg. Toms fired 7 times at him and killed Calhoun.
Calhoun was not armed?
He was not armed.
I'd never heard of this story before. Why not?
It was interesting timing, actually, because it happened just before Michael Brown was killed. And this story never really got a lot of media attention at the time. There was some reporting on it, but it came out very slowly. And the Oakland Police Department was leading the information and really didn't put a lot of information about it.
What ultimately happened with the case?
Calhoun was cleared of criminal charges, but this family sued with the help of civil rights attorney John Burris. And they ended up getting a $950,000 settlement.
So again, $950,000 settlement, that's got to be approved by the County Board of Supervisors. I don't remember a headline about it. Why not?
It was never reported at the time because it happened on November 8th, 2016, and there was a lot of other things happening that day.
It's the day after Election Day?
I think that was Election Day.
Oh, my God. So this is a $950,000 settlement out of close to $16 million total that you tallied up. How did you put together the full sum of what the Alameda County Sheriff's Office has paid out?
Well, it's a single public records request to get all of the settlements. I had some help with an attorney, Glenn Caton, who's a civil rights attorney in Oakland, and he had kind of raised some questions about this and then ended up drafting a public records request for that information. He showed that to me, and I said, that seems high, so I started filing identical public records requests with different agencies to see how it compared to them.
And how does it compare?
Well, it's the highest in the region as far as we can tell. We pulled the 8 largest police departments and sheriff's offices in the region, as well as the Vallejo Police Department, because they have a well-known track record of civil rights violations there. Once I tallied all that up, yeah, it was clear that Alameda County Sheriff's Office was a lot more than most other agencies. Only San Jose really came close, and they had a nearly $12.5 million single settlement for a man who was shot by a police officer there.
What was striking to me about the stories behind a lot of these settlements is that it was the Alameda County Sheriff's Office operating in the jurisdictions of other police departments. The one you just laid out, the deputy involved was under Oakland police jurisdiction. The biggest settlement in here over the beating of Stanislaus Petrov involved a car chase into San Francisco. I had always kind of assumed that the sheriff's deputies are only policing the jail and the unincorporated areas of Alameda County and some of the really small cities that aren't big enough to support their own police force. How do they wind up in these incidences in the biggest cities in the area?
Well, I mean, they do a lot of supportive roles in different areas as well, like with the canine coming in to assist the Oakland Police Department. If the OPD doesn't have a canine available at the time, they'll call in Alameda County Sheriff's Office to help with that. So they really police all over the place in these kinds of things, and they can, you know, their car chases, even if it starts in an unincorporated area, which I believe the Petrov incident did, you know, it could go for miles and miles and end up in the Mission District in San Francisco.
Tell us what happened in that incident.
Petrov was found at a motel in San Leandro, Hayward area. I can't recall exactly right off the top of my head, but he had rammed a patrol car there, and then the deputies pursued him. He ended up running out of gas in San Francisco and then abandoned the car. Two deputies chased after him, and then once they caught him, they just knocked him to the ground and started beating him with batons. And then several other deputies arrived, and you know, eventually they arrested him. They took him to jail. That might have been the end of it, but the San Francisco public defender, Jeff Adachi, he had released surveillance video of that incident. And then once people saw it, it drew a lot of attention.
Is it your sense that there is something exceptional about how the Alameda County Sheriff's Office manages itself that's led to this high rate of settlements?
It's difficult to say. It's hard to get into the exactly how these things happened, but there does seem to be some kind of a pattern here.
They also have control of the largest jail in the San Francisco Bay Area, and they have a lot more control over information getting out about what happens in the jail than what happens on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
There is no Jeff Adachi collecting surveillance footage inside Santa Rita. You've been reporting recently on deaths, some under suspicious circumstances, inside Santa Rita. How much do you think we don't know?
Well, that's difficult to say as well. There was a couple deputies that were actually criminally charged for some actions in the jail earlier this year. They were, facilitating fights was the allegation there. And so that criminal case is ongoing. And it was interesting there towards the end of June, there was actually two deaths in a week. And there hasn't been a lot of information released about those. And in fact, there was no information released about them until I received a tip about it and started asking questions to the sheriff's office.
We reached out to the Alameda County Sheriff's Office, spoke to a Sergeant Ray Kelly, who's a spokesperson for the department. He made a couple points on this reporting. One is that obviously a settlement doesn't mean the sheriff's office is admitting guilt. They also argued that not every settlement that was captured in your reporting is actually a civil rights claim. How sure are you about the way you're characterizing these payments?
I worked with a civil rights attorney to find out which claims they were, and I went through them to double check that. Did he say which?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I wish Sergeant Kelly had asked that, had told me that, because I asked him about my reporting before I had put out the article, but we received no comment.
Mm-hmm. The other point he made is that they are making reforms. The agency spent some $7 million on body cameras for its deputies. What do you think? Are the reforms significant?
I think it's important to note that at the time of the Petrov, the Alameda County Sheriff's Office already had body cameras, and all of those deputies were wearing body cameras, and none of them turned them on at the time. And I actually did some reporting last year that the Alameda County Sheriff's Office, I could not find a single incident where anyone had been shot or anything like that. Sorry, I found one incident when an Alameda County Sheriff's deputy had turned on his body camera during a shooting before the Petrov incident. But they had had them for years before that. I believe that they started their program in 2010 or 2012. So they actually had a pretty robust body camera program by then. But it turned out the deputies weren't required to turn them on, and many weren't.
So a body camera you can use selectively, not as effective a deterrent as one that has to be on at all times.
Yes. And one of the reforms that came out of the Petrov incident is that when interacting with the public, now sheriff's deputies are required to turn on their body cameras, but that was not the case before.
Got it. Scott Morris, this is a large sum of money. Also, obviously, some of these are very large settlements, so there can be high variability from year to year. How sure are you that you're not just capturing statistical noise because of something like the Stanislav Petrov case?
Well, I mean, there's 41 different cases that we reviewed in this process, and it was not only a larger amount, but it was more cases than we found in any other agencies, by quite a lot, actually.
Scott Morris, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Scott Morris is an independent journalist. He has been investigating the Alameda County Sheriff's Office in a series of articles for the East Bay Express.